With this SC Focus, I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. Water levels from coastal rivers are beginning to drop, but officials say the flooding in Colleton, Dorchester, Georgetown, and Oree counties will recede slowly. Now Governor Nikki Haley says federal, state, and local agencies are focusing on bringing the state back from the historic rain event. Teams from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, are working in 15 counties, and an array of public and volunteer agencies are providing health and social services to thousands of South Carolinians affected by the flooding. Governor Haley says this week's focus will be sending what she calls recovery go teams into the affected counties.
You're going to see us send in groups of all types of people. It will be anywhere from employment and workforce to insurance to FEMA to mental health to anything so that those communities know who to ask. We will establish days for that. We're coordinating what that's going to look like today, so we will continue to do that. Our focus is to make sure that you don't have to go anywhere. We come to you.
And residents suffering property or economic losses, regardless of where they live, are still encouraged to register with FEMA at 800-621-FEMA. Well over 35,000 individuals and business owners have done that so far. The cost of the recovery from the damaging floods is beginning to be assessed. Governor Haley, however, will not go there, saying it's too soon to know the numbers and that the state needs to continue to focus on its immediate recovery. Here's the governor from a media briefing on Friday.
I wouldn't even attempt to do this right now. I mean, after seeing what I saw over the plane ride yesterday and the last couple of days, every ride I've taken, I mean, this is damage at levels I've just never seen before. Having said that, I'm going to leave that to the experts and let them decide what those numbers are.
Flood damage, however, has dealt a severe blow to the state's already crumbling roads and bridges. Many will not be repaired or rebuilt for weeks or even months, and the price tag will be huge. Some state officials are already thinking about how the state will pay for such an undertaking. The chairman of the state DOT commission has been quoted as saying the preliminary estimate of the damage to roads and bridges is already more than $1 billion. And even before the rain event, DOT had said it needed over $1 billion every year for the foreseeable future just to catch up on needed road repairs. The state's senior U.S. congressional members, Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman James Clyburn, have said they'll be asking for an aid package from Washington to help with some of the infrastructure cost. But clearly, state government will be looking at huge funding needs to pay for the recovery. Aside from the roads and bridges, most of the frontline state agencies, such as law enforcement, DOT, and the National Guard, are incurring inordinate expenses, and some federal grants require a certain amount of state money to match them. And like the state, when it turns to Washington for assistance, it's expected that many local and county governments will be looking to Columbia for financial help with their recovery efforts. The General Assembly reconvenes in January. But some lawmakers, like Representative James Smith of Columbia, feel the urgent matter of needed resources begs an emergency session of the legislature before then.
Without action taken by the General Assembly in concert with Congress, there's just not going to be the resources there to do that. We'll look at a much longer, much lethargic, and much more painful recovery than if we take action now.
Governor Haley on Monday said it is premature to talk about a special session of the legislature at this time. With this SC Focus, I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio.